Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, pump your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population, you.
We got a good one today. One of our favorite people to mess around with and just goof off with.
She is phenomenal in everything she does, but she's actually phenomenal in the podcast medium.
Yes.
I'm so happy to have her here. Lauren Lapkus.
Hey.
Hey.
We were actually all in Montreal doing, I think you guys were doing a Scarborough Country at the time when you were doing New Faces.
Oh, wow.
And I went and watched your New Faces. And what's the girl's name, the stripper?
Bamanda.
Yeah. And she's also in your characters episode.
She's in my special of the character, my character's special on Netflix,
on
the
Netflix.
Characters.
Bamanda. Congrats
on
that.
Thanks. She strips to Brick by Ben Folds 5.
Ooh.
It's really dark.
Song about an abortion.
Yeah, it's dark.
And all the feelings that come along with that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I can't, like, Lauren. That's the only stripper to walk the room.
Yeah.
You know, like, no stripper ever really walks a room because guys are there. They're like, I paid my admission. I'm here.
Is it an admission?
No. Admission.
Cover. I paid my cover.
I went to a strip club a couple weeks ago with some friends for a bachelor party.
Oh,
how was it?
It was fine. It was in Las Vegas and it was
sad.
It was right before the tragedy.
Oh my God.
We were staying one floor above where the shooting happened the following week.
What?
Yeah, it was really crazy to look back and think about that. But
so you were there. I mean, the strip clubs are pretty
Whole, like, we got tricked, basically. We were like, all right.
Wait, at a
show. No, I know exactly where this is going.
Do you?
Yes.
We,
hey, what are you guys doing tonight? I get you free ride, free cover, free drink.
Yes! So I'm with, like, an improv team of
Vegas
guys, and then also it's me and one other girl.
And you got to yes and that.
Of course.
Yes and
all. We were like, we got to take him to a strip club, because we were doing all these other activities, and we were like, he'll be disappointed if we don't do one obvious Vegas activity.
Sure.
And so we did that. And we were about to go, like, get in a cab or something. And then the guy at the hotel was like, hey, I'll give you a free limo to the strip club. We were like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, why? Why is this happening? And he was like,
good to ask that question.
Yeah, he was like, because I want you to enjoy my town. And I was like, okay. And then we all got in. And then the driver was like, you know, the place you're trying to go is really busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you to this other one.
Little
and there was another one that we had heard of. And then we're like, fine. And then he's like, you know what? That one's really crazy this time, too. How about this other one? We end up with this middle of nowhere, random place.
How scared are you as you're, like, seeing lights go, like, in your rear view?
I just was, like, wondering. I figured with everyone with me, I wasn't going to die. But
sure.
There was just the feeling of, like, I don't like being taken somewhere out of my control.
Just go a little bit farther. It's just a little bit farther.
Yeah. And then we each had to pay, like, $40 or something to get in. Which already we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't go to these things. I don't know. And then
it's
we went in and
bad.
I just watched people grind their tits on my friends' faces.
And how was that?
So sexy.
Right?
So great.
I was really impressed. And actually, as a woman, empowering.
Yeah, no, and it felt really
There's supposed to be a strip club in Vegas now where they have two stages going in the same room. And one stage is guys stripping and the other is girls. And I thought if you had a group of people, that would be the most hilarious thing to go do at the same time.
Yeah, they did say, my friend, who was the other girl, and I could go to the men's one. I was like, I'd rather sit here and watch this weirdness than leave with her and go watch men be weird.
Rather watch pregnant women.
What women?
Well,
what women totally enjoy male stripping?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I don't think it's. I'm not like excited by it.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch a woman.
You'd rather watch a woman do it because they're just far better. Better craftspeople.
Magic Mike
is great. One thing.
I think they're going because it's like hilarious and like outrageous.
Do you think Magic Mike just totally amped up the male stripping business?
I think so.
100%.
Like it got a little of the Magic Mike bump.
Yeah.
There's a Magic Mike show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas right
Come
now.
On.
I'm
well,
not joking.
Yeah, no,
the Thunder. Channing Tatum directed it.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Stop.
You stop.
Is it just Mike Huckabee taking off his jacket?
Now that I'm into.
That you would see.
Strip show. I would want
Magic Magic.
That was a good one.
I know. Magic's wild.
Mike Huckabee. Dana Carvey?
No.
That is bizarre. I did not know that. That is wild, wacky, weird.
Mike Huckabee stripping.
Mike Huckabee taking off his jacket and just rubbing his tits on the Bible.
Who left a quarter? Who put a quarter here? That's not nice.
Rubbing his man boobs all over
family values.
We have a beautiful,
all over Leviticus.
A beautiful picture of Mike Huckabee wearing a jacket.
And taking it off. Well, here's the deal. I'm glad we brought up Mike Huckabee because he is a perfect example of how our country is getting dumber. The world is getting dumber as we speak.
Something we need an escape from.
We need to be able to combat it. I feel like Jay and Dan and I are at times feel like the last backstop. Okay, we're here to try and keep this world. Not let the whole dumb tidal wave just overtake us all. So we are here to try and break it down with comedy. That's our only way to fight back. And thank God we have Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, yes. My God.
Because our stories get sent in by our dumb ears on the ground. Our fans are the best. They send in these stories. Jay and I have not heard them. We're in the same spot as you are, Lauren. So Dan knows the stories. He breaks them down and sends them to us. Do we have a good one to start things off?
We do. Okay. It was sent in by Paul Connors at Real Paul Connors.
Not the fake one.
Yes. Makes me hope that he's in some sort of like bitter argument with a friend from college that he doesn't speak to anymore.
Who got just
a Paul Connors impersonator makes like $200,000 a year. You know that, right?
Just by impersonating. He's amazing.
He's awesome.
Paul Connors.
So authentic.
Two women who were wanted by police after escaping a West Edmonton prison on Monday night. So they escaped an Edmonton prison on Monday night. Were arrested at a local escape room.
What?
So they got out of jail, but they couldn't escape the escape room.
The moment between me finishing the sentence and you guys realizing what I said.
Why the fuck would you go to an escape room after you got out of jail?
I will tell you, my daughter's 10th birthday party, we had an escape room, and it was fun.
It's fun!
Like, if you can get out
of jail. Of course it's fun!
You just got out of the best escape room in the world!
Yeah, you escaped jail.
Yes, but like, what if you're trying to get a ghost out of a Shakespearean theater.
It always is that, isn't it? I did one just like that in downtown LA. Is that where you went?
We did it. And you found the shoes.
I failed.
All the shoes and stuff.
I failed. But yes.
Here's what I loved about that, and I'll say this about it. It's Escape Room LA. I'll give them props. Is that, you know, he had 10-year-old girls, like a handful of 10-year-old girls, and me and one of the dads, another dad who was there. And, you know, we're trying to figure this out. And they say, we're going to give you 50 minutes. You get 50 or like an hour at tops. And the girls hadn't figured it out, and they let them go to like an hour and 8 minutes, and they didn't charge us more or anything like that.
Aww.
And when the girls figured it out and hit the door and it went open, it was like,
That's awesome.
It was as if they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, they celebrated so much. Well, so I can imagine if you escape prison and what do you want to do?
We talk about
that feeling of escape. It suddenly becomes like a drug.
No. But how long was it between the two escapes?
The next day.
He went into that immediately.
You guys, that'd be like the two of you going to an open mic.
Yeah.
That's not actually.
Not a bad idea.
No, I do say that like at night, people describe the concept of an escape room is that people are conspiring to keep you in a place and not allow you to escape. And I'm like, that's like us trying to go out and do stand-up every night.
Every night. I got to like pull a book off the shelf and kind of leave.
Dodge away so no one knows that we're leaving.
Where's Dad? He just fucking disappeared.
I just love these two women being like, we're out.
What are we going to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to go back in somewhere.
I want to get stuck somewhere.
Sharon, what do you want
I want to call them Thelma and Luigi.
And they were like, you know what we should do? Let's do it one more time.
Just
re-rack them.
For old time's
so
sake.
Weird.
I know. Quote, it was sort of funny to think that they weren't going to escape from an escape room.
Yeah.
Definitely not as challenging here as I assume escaping from a jail would be.
I'm going to make a sweeping generalization that is probably terrible and get me in trouble. Okay. This is the
women are dumb.
No, women are amazing. Because if it was two dudes breaking out of a jail, they'd just be raping everything. You know what I mean? Like coming out and
you're saying
this is a very wholesome.
Right. I'm saying these women are amazing. Like they left prison and all they wanted to do was play a game. Like the mind
it's
of a woman.
It's very sweet.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
It is very sweet.
They broke out of jail. It's like, what do we do next? And one of them looked at the other. It's like, we break out of everything.
Yeah. Play the game breakout.
Yeah, exactly.
Something, anything. But to me, yeah, Rand, they aren't knocking off a liquor store. They're not breaking the law.
They're actually just like simulating what they just went through.
Yeah, but I think that'd be the last place I'd want to go.
Low stakes.
Definitely not as challenging here as I assume escaping from jail would be, said Rebecca Liaw, who owns SideQuest Adventures Escape Room in downtown Edmonton with her husband, Jonathan Liaw.
Oh, Jonathan.
Mom and pop business.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Jonathan.
Did you lock up the escape room?
I don't know.
I had to go to the store.
You guys got the same color jumpsuits on.
Yeah,
where'd you get those?
Yeah, we just wanted to like do the theme really hard.
Oh, that's you from nice. This. You're like on the same team.
Yeah, right, yeah, we're right. a team.
We're
we just
committed
love to escape.
To it. We're
They're
definitely.
Orange. Wow. Are you guys Edmonton Oilers fans?
Sure. Yeah,
hockey
yeah,
fans. Yeah, yeah. Orange jumpsuits.
It's been a long time since I caught a game.
Honestly, we don't really get to see TV too much.
Not a lot.
Do you guys ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Jonathan loves that show.
I love that.
Jonathan loves it.
We live it.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys
sign this release.
Sign this release. You guys get 50 minutes.
Should we use our real names?
Yeah, do it.
Some people like to use aliases.
Sure. Hey, we're good at that.
That's another show Jonathan really liked, Alias.
Yeah. Oh,
there's another
Garner,
name
yeah.
for that show.
What
I don't know
the
what the
name?
Other name for that show is.
It was called
Castle?
Alias.
No.
The tattoo show with the girl with the tattoos?
Nope.
She's
nope.
married now. The character.
Stop. The girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah. I just saw a commercial for that show and it was like, she's like, her husband's like, we're a team now. It was like,
yeah, the show is like what? The woman gets found in the middle of the street covered in tattoos and then the tattoos on her back lead to clues to like, what she's supposed to do.
And she still found love.
Yeah, of course. Well, one of the tattoos happy. Said, will you marry me?
You know how like just people start marrying people in prison? Which, okay, fine. To marry someone in prison.
I think it's very weird if you're not also in prison to marry someone in prison.
It's kind of the best form of marriage ever because you don't have to be with their family on holidays.
You don't have to see them much. You get your own bed.
Right. You get your own bed. You sleep in
Lauren,
your own.
You were in Orange is the New Black.
I was.
Did you guys shoot at a prison?
We shot it on a soundstage for a lot of it, but then also at an abandoned children's psych ward in upstate New York.
Fun.
Yeah.
Escape room.
Very
no ghosts
dark
there.
Feelings. Yeah, really like scratches on the walls. And like weird writing and stuff.
Oh my god!
Like one of my fears is prison. Like I just saw what is it like? Brawl,
Dan, you the
brawl
first
in cell
60,
block 99.
You, like, you love 60 the days.
No, 60
in.
Days in that like. Ooh,
oh my god!
Me,
yeah,
you watch 60 days.
I've watched that and locked up abroad and stuff. Oh my god!
And you can tell on that 60 days in like. Half episode in, you're like, will not make it.
No, yeah. This guy's
some
not
of these people like, will yeah. not
so you're
make
literally
it.
Afraid of going
yes.
to jail.
So I was watching Don't Brawl in Cell Block 99 and like the night of. The night of.
Well, yeah, because you could be like wrongly accused.
And the night of, like, that whole
horrible.
Process. And that, do you know what really creeps me out? Is when you're like handing over your clothes and your possession because you're on the precipice of knowing
that you're going into a world that you can't control.
Yes. That, like, you're on the edge of it. Like, you, there's no
yes.
time to be like, all right, this is what it is. It just,
No, I just watched last night a 60 Minutes episode that Oprah did. I recorded it because Oprah
of
was
course.
On it.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. What it's on her Instagram. So I was like, I'm going to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. She
I podcast 60 Minutes too. They do
you
just
do?
An audio. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
she, no, how's she doing with her weight at this point?
She looks fabulous.
Okay, good. I'm just wondering.
She looks amazing.
Just how she's, no, managing.
She's making a cheese soup out
she
of butternut squash.
Now.
She changed the cheddar cheese to butternut squash. That's how it can be so decadent
that works
and
for
she can
me.
Stay.
Yeah.
You
I don't
guys
like dairy.
Are on this tip. What
was
the thing about her?
It was about she went to Pelican Bay where they had yes. and it was like she talked about the solitary confinement and like all
22
these different
hours or in a space only as big as a parking space.
Yeah, and they yeah. I mean these there was one guy she talked to who was in there for 24 years alone
no.
in solitary. And he and then he got out eventually, but he was like and
he
now
got
he
married.
Now he's in a regular prison now. It's not solitary.
Right.
But like some of the guys have also been
and
released.
Now he runs the TV show Young Sheldon.
Yeah, and he's hilarious.
I mean,
he's
24 years
by himself.
He had
a lot of years just to kind of figure out the characters and
a lot of thinking. A lot of
backstory and a Bible.
Have you, I mean, you guys have done the tour of Alcatraz, right?
No, I've never done that.
We couldn't get into
couldn't get
the
in.
Guys.
This is the crazy thing. So we tried, we're in San Francisco, we're writing comedy about and we're like, we're going on a tour to Alcatraz. We go to get on it, it's like July and they're like, the next tour is August 20th.
Well, yeah.
Like
so people were trying
I don't like this.
Right? We're like,
line up on the day.
For years,
people were trying to get out of
Alcatraz. Now people can't get in.
For months.
Now you can't get in. Now you can't.
I will tell one quick little part.
Good joke, right? That's a good joke.
People listening, I guarantee you have done this, and I'm telling the three of you as well as people who haven't, and then I promise we'll get back to the story. You do the audio tour, and it's like interviews with the prisoners and stuff.
There's a part. It's supposed to be amazing.
There's a part where you can go into one of the solitary confinements, right? Really? And you're listening to a guy tell his story of when he was there, and he would do a thing where before he would get taken to solitary, he would rip a button off of his, whatever you call it, outfit.
Uniform.
Uniform. Outfit.
Yeah. And then he would hide it in his mouth, and then he would get put into solitary, and he would, in the complete pitch black, find the corner, take the button out of his mouth, and throw it over his shoulder. Then he would get down on his hands and knees, he can't see anything, and try to find the button. And he called it playing find the button. And he would do this over and over just to keep himself from going nuts.
He did that with children, and that's what got him in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
find the button. Find the button.
And when you go on that
comedian red buttons, that's what he used to say to women when he would take it.
By the way, this might what I've learned about that in Hollywood is like every guy's idea of a fun little joke or thing to play on women is like now coming back to haunt them.
Oh my God, I love
it's so great. Yeah, Come on, Justice.
I'm so thrilled to watch every name being named.
Take every fat fuck who thought he could just like put his power over on young women. I'm like, destroy them.
Disgusting freaks.
And the only person who's standing up for all these people is James Woods. Right? He's like, let's wait until we get all the facts. Yeah, you know, Lindsay Lohan, yeah, when she's really rooting for you, you know you're in deep shit.
No,
yeah.
I saw Marilyn Manson fired his drummer who was accused of rape.
Oh, wow. Really?
So, or I think it's drummer or bassist, but still awesome.
So she has limits too.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, let's go back to this.
Okay.
Rebecca said, two women who claim to be from out of town. That's their whole backstory.
We're out of town.
Claim to be.
Where are you guys from?
We claim to be from out of town.
They came into their business shortly before 8:30 p.m. Tuesday to inquire about escape rooms. Mm.
That is.
Jonathan said the women told him they had never experienced escape room before and asked for a tour.
That's the whole reason.
A tour of an escape room.
Yeah, can we just kind of look at it?
We just want to look around.
Check it out a little bit.
Yeah. See if we can't get out of it.
That's not out of the ordinary, Jonathan explained. We get a lot of walk-ins. People are curious. They've never done an escape room before.
33% of our businesses walk up.
Do you think that the two women were like, you're going to need a bigger lock than that? Like they were just constantly critiquing.
They're just like checking it out. Yeah. But I don't understand why go anywhere after you've escaped prison. Like hide it. Just be inside for a day.
Yes. Give yourself some time. Or be outside for a day, but be far from everything.
Park or something.
Yes.
Or just go to a Tim Hortons.
Yeah, they clearly thought like if we just try and blend in, we'll be fine.
He says, not having seen the news of the escape prisoners, Rebecca Liaw took the women around the corner and down the hall, my favorite like nursery rhyme, to view one of the rooms. Jonathan stayed at the front reception desk. They continued the stream of typical questions, Rebecca said. They were extremely cool about it. They kept up a regular conversation, asking completely typical questions.
Yeah.
That we do get on a daily basis. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nope. Nothing
what
weird.
What a waste of time.
It was a little weird they shuffled feet because they had shackles on. But other than that,
one of them was like, can we just do the escape room? And the other one was like, I have more questions. Like they were at odds about it.
Who wrote the escape room? What a story.
Right. Quote, they weren't threatening in any way, Rebecca said. While the women were on the tour, a police officer came down the stairs into the business and asked Jonathan if two women had come in without an appointment. So he's assuming they wouldn't even have made an appointment.
By the way, greatest police officer ever.
How did he figure it out?
I don't know.
He did amazing.
Quote, I was like, this is Jonathan. Yes, actually.
There
they
are.
They have.
Yeah. I can't believe they're in yellow jumpsuits.
And I love the image of what I'm about to tell you the cop said into his shoulder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walkie. Yeah.
He said,
he just called for backup right away. He just said into his walkie-talkie, they're here.
That's badass.
Yes.
That
he goes,
great.
Two women come in here without an appointment? Yep. Okay. They're here.
They're here.
They're here.
I'm really impressed by that.
I hope the person back was like, Who's where?
Yeah.
They, Jim. Them.
They are
the
here.
The two people we care about right now.
The ladies.
I have a lot of people I care about, Frank.
Okay, I mean the ones who are who escaped the prison, okay?
I'm looking at the news here.
More
a lot
specific.
Of it. You're
gotta
yeah,
be more specific.
The women.
Take her off speakerphone, because we're all
hear it.
Within seconds, Jonathan said four more police officers came into the building. Quote, I was getting a little concerned at that point. I was like, who are we dealing with? Said Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, around the corner, Rebecca had been with the women for about 30 seconds when she looked up and saw the police. Quote, I looked up behind them to see a hallway full of police officers.
Mm-hmm. A hallway full
of police.
Are they on horseback? Are they Canadian Mounties?
Yeah. I hope so. They came on horses down the stairs into the room. I hope that she was like, gentlemen, great to see you. Nice uniforms. I'm giving one tour at a time. You will have to wait.
Yeah. These guys have some very specific questions about the escape room.
Right. She saw a hallway full of police officers. They were very, very quickly handcuffed and after that led straight out. It was all very quiet and very peaceful because I imagine the women were like,
yeah, you got us.
We're going back to that great escape room of all. Like, they just were like, thank you.
To me, I would love it if they turned around and saw the police officers and said to Rebecca, is this part of it?
Exactly.
It's a very serious escape room.
Really?
You have to say the right thing to them.
Right. Maybe they had gotten too used to jail, like in Shawshank Redemption, where he keeps asking permission to go to the bathroom. They get out and they're like, I need that structure back.
I do find it so strange they didn't spend time with their families or anything. They just went to an activity that anyone could do.
It's terrible.
Police began their search for the women Monday night after prison officials reported two inmates had jumped the east fence of the Edmonton Institution for Women and escaped the facility. If you have one fence, that's your way.
I'm imagining it's like knee height.
Yeah. Right.
They were like,
yeah, it was more of a fence.
I think this is maybe a rule in life. If you have one fence, expect it to be jumped.
Yeah,
it's going to get jumped.
Officers searched the area, but weren't able to locate. Here's their names. Kelsey Lane Marie Mast. KLMM.
That's one?
That's one.
Yes. And
I've flown on KLM in airlines.
Samantha Faye Toupee.
No!
It might be Toupe, but I don't care.
No,
T-O-O-P-E.
Toupee.
Toupee. Sammy Faye Toupee?
Samantha Faye.
Sammy Faye Toupee.
SFT's here, motherfucker.
Sammy Faye Toupee.
I love her.
In the place to bay.
Every time she would get her check from her boss, she was like, Toupee my ass.
Yes.
I just love that kind of name because it justifies every stupid name I've ever given a character.
Oh,
where it's like, yes.
And if
someone's name is Toupee.
I'm the same way. And if you think of that name, you're like, too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
I would never be Samantha Faye Toupee. Everyone's like, stop.
Who would be?
Lauren,
here's a picture of these two gems. Neck tattoos.
They're younger than I thought.
There's all right, there are neck tattoos. But I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. Just a little more sort of like
grittier.
Yeah, like they had lived
those
longer.
Eyebrows.
I thought they'd be older.
What's that eyebrow style? Anyone in this room?
Surprised?
Yeah, it's when you pluck the undersides of it to give it an expression of...
But then there's like a half, taken out in the middle.
I really think she ripped off, her entire eybrow stopped growing and then she got tattoos of just the line.
The eyebrows,
in jail.
Yeah, eyebrow tattoos.
Yes.
Jonathan Rebecca.
It's not microblading. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. We know microblading.
I'm more of a threader.
Okay, great.
Jonathan and Rebecca said they had no idea who they were dealing with and were able to find some amusement in the situation. I want to hang out with Jonathan and Rebecca.
All day.
Ironic. All day. Somewhat funny. This is Jonathan. Seeing as they escaped an escape room, technically jail, that wasn't supposed to be escaped.
What
Jonathan,
a great
slow down.
Sentence.
Right. I know.
I'm so excited I'm getting interviewed. They escaped an escape room, but wasn't supposed to be escaped. Escape.
Yeah. But you come on down here where the inmates can't even get out.
Yeah. Calm down. Can someone sit him down and just get him to start breathing into a bag?
Although typically I don't think jails put puzzles in the way that they're not supposed to be escaped, so it might be a little different.
Jails put puzzles?
Who knows?
Jails put puzzles.
Sounds like Trump.
Shut up.
Police said the escapees will be returned to the custody of the Correctional Service of Canada.
Canada. First story down. That is a great story.
I love it.
The escape, the escape room. I love it. It's like, what came first?
If, if they just stopped the tour, they could have been in the room and, oh, we don't know. Yeah, they could have at least done the room.
They could have just like listened to Journey Escape, like that album, and gotten that out of their system.
There you go. All right, one story down. This is Dumb People Town. We have Lauren Lapkus here. Let's stay with us because we have more great stuff coming up.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. As we say, if you want to see a picture of these two lovely ladies and their weird eyebrows, join our Facebook page, Dumb People Town. It's growing every day. Also, we got three live shows of this. We're doing one in Houston at the Come and Take It Festival. Guest to be announced.
17th, 18th.
We're going to be doing
November.
One on the 21st of January, part of Sketchfest in San Francisco.
That's Sunday at, I believe, 3 p.m.
Yes,
right?
At Cobb's Comedy Club.
Oh, I'll be there too with Wild Horses.
Oh, you guys are so good.
Thank you.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Are you there that weekend or no?
I can't remember.
Okay, we'll find out. I hope so. I hope we get to see you.
Yeah.
And then we're doing a live one in Brooklyn at the Bell House. It's already half sold out, which is
in February.
February 25th.
So we're very excited that the tickets
I think
are
that's going to go. It's with the girls from Guys We Fucked, so they're going to be our guests. And
they just had a book come out, and they're about to start promoting it. So if you're thinking you might want to go, I would get tickets because I know their audience is going to want to.
And for all of these, if you're on the fence and you want some Dumb People Town merch, that's where these are going to first.
We're going to bring the merch.
So get in on that tip.
Speaking of fun stuff that is happening, have a new podcast.
I do. I have a new podcast called Raised by TV.
Yay.
And it's me and John Gabris just talking about everything we remember from our childhoods in the 80s and 90s. And we watched so much TV growing up because our parents didn't care about us. So we remember every moment.
Have have you had any like shows you wanted to go back and visit as you're doing the show?
Do you rewatch?
I have basically never stopped watching all that shit.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's on Hulu now. Like all of TGIF is now on Hulu. I'm thrilled.
Thank you.
We're really excited because there's a Saved by the Max, the Saved by the Bell, like the Max restaurant is opening a pop-up restaurant in LA soon.
Come on.
It's called Saved by the Max and our dream is to go there.
Yeah.
You have to get tickets. I don't know if it's going
to
work out.
You have to get tickets.
I know. It's insane. I need tickets. Mm-hmm. But our podcast launched November 8th. Launches November 8th.
Yep.
So check it out and download it and listen to us and take the journey with us. It's so fun.
Are you guys going
to
do like even like your favorite shows that like you had growing up? Like when you get around the holidays, like the Family Ties Christmas episode is one of my favorite.
It's a good one. Well, so good. We did it. We already recorded our Christmas episode.
Oh, no, that's great. Nice.
But yeah, we talk each episode is kind of based on a theme. Like we did a whole game shows episode, one of all cartoons. God. So
I mean,
it's just a blast.
You're younger than we are. I was remembering how influential the Gong Show was for us.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how influential it is for me. There's a moment, okay, in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where Augustus goes into the chocolate river and Gene Wilder does a movement like he looks around like he doesn't know what's going on and his hat goes down over his eyes and it's Chuck Barris. It is so him from The Gong Show, and my initial thought when I saw that was The Gong Show. And we watched that and that show was so much fun. It had so much fun. The people who were on the show seemed like they were having fun.
Yeah.
And for that reason, like I remember that was
it's informed kind of the way we do our comedy.
I feel that way about
everything
that I watched growing up. Yeah. So it is like it's really fun to revisit it and see.
Basically
what it
I'm
means to
trying
you.
To be Dan Felding from Night Court. That's all I'm ever going for.
Well, I love this and I can't wait to experience the podcast. I'm going to download it. I'm going to subscribe to it and be a supporter of it. And you guys should too. Everybody here do it.
It is called Raised.
Raised by TV. And let me tell you, there's another podcast named that. So watch out for ours.
Watch out for
Look for Lapkus.
It was an oversight in our planning. But hey, you know, those people approved it. So don't tell me that it matters.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
They're happy. They're happy.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
They're probably not happy.
No,
but
they said it's fine.
They're really upset. But that's okay. We got more stories.
Yes.
Let's jump into it.
This is just a classic dumb person.
Okay.
I read this. I was reading this story.
Middle
and
of the
there
road.
Was like three times I was like, dude, you are stop, man.
Garden variety dummy.
This was sent in by Reed Owens at Rezus Walks. R-E-E-Z-U-S.
Rezus Walks.
Yes, that's what he wants.
I love him.
Thanks, Reed Owens. Two fast food workers robbed at gunpoint by a man wearing a ski mask, identified the suspect, as a former coworker.
There we go.
Wow.
I mean,
I just like that ski masks are still being used. Like,
that's,
we haven't gone on.
Where are you getting
that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You go to a sporting goods store and you're like, I need a ski mask. And the person selling it to you is like, you plan on holding anybody up?
Yeah.
They have to answer.
Right.
I am. Someone here.
You used to work here, Dale. Yeah. Why are you coming back to hold up the sporting goods store?
Somebody else.
Shut up, Jeff. How do you know my name?
Dale, I worked for you yesterday.
So you think I'm not, the ski mask doesn't obscure your voice.
Yeah.
Well.
Your mouth comes through it.
Right. The East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office reported Cleveland Willis has been arrested in connection with the October 3rd armed robbery of the KFC. We were at a KFC after a bank robbery a few episodes
ago.
We were back getting them herbs and spices.
Just, come on, man. KFC has enjoyed their, they've employed several comedians in their campaign.
Yep.
You don't know who
I
it's
know,
gonna be next.
I know.
Right? Why can't you be? They have never done a woman.
Discrimination. Like, I've been wanting to be the KFC guy for like years. And I'm like, okay, Norm MacDonald, fine. When's it my turn?
It would be so funny to see a woman with a little beard and a bolo tie.
I would do that.
You'd be hilarious.
You'd be
for
hilarious.
The record, I'm available.
You hear that, KFC? It would be kind of like awesome to do. Do you know that KFC just somehow worked its way into the latest like WWE video game? And you can play as the Colonel. It's Kurt Angle. Dressed as
what's their Kurt
the Colonel?
Angle.
There you go.
Come on, why can't there be
so
twin? Why can't there be two Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders and his brother.
Yeah,
we should be it.
Yeah,
yeah. Actually, that'd be so good. That'd
Colonel Sanders
or you
and
guys
Lieutenant
argue.
Sanders.
You guys argue over the type of chicken,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Boy,
do you know the guys having the spicy? Spicy Louisiana.
No.
I like
original.
The sweet. Sweet original.
Original
recipe.
I, mean,
recipe.
I love this.
Spicy Louisiana. Ready, extra crispy.
Nope.
Extra crispy. Soggy.
I love
extra
it.
Extra soggy.
Isn't that a style of...
That's how people like it.
Can't you do it? Extra soggy.
Soggy. Yeah. Don't, guys.
Soggy fried chicken.
They say, he's been arrested in connection with the October 3rd armed robbery of a KFC on Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Added to the Dumb People Town walking tour.
Someone please... You know, someone has made a map of all these places
I
and where they are
that.
Like this with just Dumb People Town walking tours.
Right.
It, does it seem to be in a certain area?
No.
I
know
like Florida tends to be.
Florida's got a bunch of pins.
Look where we've been today. We're
in Edmonton.
Yeah. Edmonton.
Yes. Edmonton.
Somebody hit me up on the Facebook like, don't know if you're interested with stories out of America. I'm like, anywhere, man.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Dumb.
If there are dumb people in Finland,
we'll get to it. According to the arrest warrant, the victims told investigators that although the suspect was wearing a ski mask, they could tell it was Willis. This is what Jason
he was wearing
said,
his name tag
because
and
they had,
uniform.
Because they had worked with him for several months.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny because sometimes when I wear sunglasses, I think even people I know won't recognize me. Like, I'm like, oh, it's me, you know? And I'm like, of course. But if I had a ski mask on, they'd probably still know it was me.
Have you ever experienced what I've experienced? Constantly. I will do a show. With wigs, right? You're hip to the wig game, too.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, businesswoman character you do, that wig is flawless.
Thank you. Yeah, like, I love that
We're
wig.
All laughing at the comedy, and Dan is, like, still at the comedy, but he's like, that's a damn good
that's
wig.
Good wig.
But I will
good
get,
wig work.
This happens when I do shows with Doug Benson. I will get off stage.
Yes.
We will walk out. People who just watched me for 90 minutes on stage do not know I was the guy
that's
on stage.
That's good
so
work.
So crazy.
It had, wigs, like, sunglasses,
wigs.
You're right, people get, but wigs will literally, people will be like.
Yeah, wigs throw you off.
I did a show with a comedian that we all know, was on stage with him for an hour doing a live podcast. It was like Probably Science at Sketchfest, where we'll be on the 21st.
Was it Probably Science or it was
the
Probably Science?
Yeah, well, it's Andy Wood's podcast.
No, I'm saying it was probably.
Probably
Science.
Probably Science.
I get off stage, and we're standing at the back of the punchline, and I go, just, you know, you say to your friend, I'm like, great show. And we didn't really know each other very well, but we had just done a show together. I go, great show. And he goes, oh, man, thanks for coming out.
What?
And I was like,
no,
I sat next to you for an hour, but my wig's off, and you, you know, this was years ago.
But
years
that's
ago.
Crazy.
That's crazy wig work.
Phenomenal.
That's just a guy who's
so
not paying
if you attention.
He's,
rob
not,
a,
he's not looking at anyone.
If you want to rob a KFC, just wear a wig.
Wear
yes,
a wig.
Wigs, man.
That's
wig
not
up.
The guy. That guy does not have the hair I was looking at the whole time.
Right.
Dan, I think you should do a show about all KFC robberies just by wigs and call it wigging out.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
This is a random thing that I've always remembered. If you are ever attacked by somebody, this is scary, but look at their chin, like study their chin.
Ooh.
Because when you're looking at a lineup, it's an easier way to, you will not remember like their general face if everyone looks kind of the same.
Chin. Really?
So if you look at their chin while they're attacking you.
Every time I've seen someone acting awkward, I say to myself, I'll remember them in a lineup. Just like walking through like a parking lot or something. I'm like, what was that person?
Yeah, I remember that person.
I like try to clock their face in my mind to be like, if I need to, if this, I'll remember
Dan,
that
you tap
person.
Into your internal sketch artist.
Exactly.
We all have one.
Oh, yeah.
We all have one.
Yeah. We all have one. They could tell it was Willis because they worked with them for several months. The warrant stated the suspect walked into the business wearing all black and a black ski mask over his face, ready to do tech for some local theater show.
Yes.
He reportedly showed the cashiers that he had a gun and demanded money. Authorities said both workers opened two cash registers and handed over all the cash in their tills.
Okay. He gave himself away when he was like, hey, Dale.
Yeah, hook me up with that.
Here's where it gets real
Thanks,
dumb.
Thanks, Lisa.
Ready? During the robbery, one of the victims asked the suspect, Cleveland, is that you? The suspect reportedly replied, no, it's not me. That's in quotes, guys.
Cleveland. No, it's not me is so dumb. That's like a perfect little sketch. That's just insane.
No,
yeah,
it's not
if you're
Cleveland,
doing that sketch
that
where
you?
The person goes, well, now you said it's not me. That's not even what I said. Are you going to let me rob you
Why
or not?
Why would I say it's not me,
right.
if
and
it was me?
It's one of those like semantic sketches. Yeah. You said me.
But if I were him, I would say me.
It's me.
And so
it
I was
says
saying it's not me.
The more you're talking, the more I'm hearing your voice.
Cleveland, is that you?
It's not me.
Well, that feels like it is, because that's literally a double negative about yourself.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. A simple no would have sufficed.
Nah.
Or just yell at them to get the money.
Why would you even answer?
Yes.
I'd be like, yes, it's me, if it wasn't Cleveland, because then you're able to go like, yeah, it's Cleveland.
Oh,
fuck,
so you're doing the old escape room it's me.
Yeah,
I came back to
Cleveland.
Rob your store. Yeah.
I mean, how sad is it not to make it to get all sportsy, but like even this Cleveland can't win?
The report stated the suspect, here's another dumb fact, drove off in a silver Nissan Altima, which is the same vehicle Cleveland had been using while he worked there.
I mean, what? You just think no one's paying attention to you?
To him, he was like, I want to rob a place, but I really want to know, knowing the layout and where their cash registers are is the most, because that's the hardest thing to find.
This was a six-month job. This was a six-month inside job.
Well, he worked on the inside, studied it, and then did something that he could have done anywhere.
The problem was he got caught up and made friends.
Yeah.
That was the
problem.
He's
too personable.
Yes.
That's the thing. He's too good of a guy.
Yeah.
They love him.
According to the warrant, the victims reported they recognized the robber as Cleveland because his voice and, quote, this is the other way that I knew it was him, the features of his face that were visible through the holes in the mask.
Okay.
So does he have, like weird bags under his eyes?
I don't know. I hope it literally means there's not the holes you're supposed to have. There's just random holes that kind of give away.
But if you see someone's eyes and mouth, and you know them.
Mm-hmm. And their voice.
You're
going to
know.
You know it's them.
Yeah. 100%.
Face shape. You're going to know who it is.
Height, body.
Like if you worked
lip
nights.
Configuration.
If you worked nights at the KFC. Rob it during the day.
Right.
Yes.
Different
staff.
People.
Yes.
Look, should this be what the Cleveland show is about?
Yes.
I haven't seen it a lot, but I feel like this guy.
I don't know if it's still on.
It probably is not still on.
It's not?
No.
Pour a little out. Cleveland Willis has been booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. They really drag it out.
Yeah.
On a charge of armed robbery, bond has not been set. I'm going to ask you guys right now. And Lauren, you are a guest, which means you can decide if you want to go first, third, or second, which we call the Tignataro spot, because she was the first person to say, I want to go second.
Okay.
How much money did Cleveland Willis steal from the KFC?
Okay.
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
I want to go first.
Okay. Right, do it.
He stole
$137.
Wow.
All right.
Very specific. I'll go next. I think he stole
$400. $400 from Randy.
I think it's more. I think he stole...
You think there's that much money in the registers? They got to... Once it gets over a certain amount, they got to drop
What'd
it,
you
don't
say?
They? I said 400.
And you said
137.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thanks for helping with that, Red. I'm going to say 280.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say 620, but I'm going to say 280.
Okay. Cleveland Willis robbed his friends.
All right, everybody, guess in your offices.
Now it's $20.
What I love, Lauren, is that there's somewhere there are people in an office listening to this, and they're just yelling out dollars.
Maybe in Baton Rouge.
Maybe
in
Baton Rouge. Like, $320.
Or it's Cleveland. He's going, just say it. I know how much.
I hope there's somebody yelling with their windows down, and the car next to them thinks they're yelling at them. What, man?
$139.
Cleveland Willis stole from his friends at the KFC, $600.
Why didn't I go with my head?
Yes, don't. You have to always trust yourself.
Rand
never trust my brother.
Rand talked his way into a win.
You talked just like Cleveland, Jay. You should go with your heart.
Oh my God!
You had it. You had it.
What am I doing?
I mean, that is just classic not
Cleveland.
Thinking outside. It's classic Cleveland.
Yep.
Straight up Cleveland.
Thinking outside the bun.
Were you robbing tonight? The place where I used to work. From who? The people I know. Probably not a great idea. Yeah. Don't tell me how to do my life.
Yeah. It's Baton Rouge. Like, no offense, but I bet there's a KFC like two blocks away.
Yeah, just go to a different one.
Go to the other one right down the street.
It'll at least slow them down.
Can
from
I say for the record, too, maybe this will get, this is how you guys will know it's me. If I ever rob a KFC someday, mm-hmm. I'm taking food, too.
Yes.
Why would you not be like,
get
and load
a free
up a bucket?
Did you ever eat a bucket of fried chicken from KFC?
Of course.
How about the double down? Did you ever try the double down,
which was
the chicken as bread?
Chicken.
No, I've never done that.
Chicken as bread.
That would just be straight
chicken as bread.
What about the Flavor Bowl? It was mashed potatoes, corn, gravy, and chicken.
I never did that.
Did you guys eat Brown's chicken, or is that a local thing in Chicago?
Yeah, I've had Brown's.
Brown's is good as hell.
Well, when we were down in Charlotte, Price's Chicken, we ate that like...
Price's Chicken Coop in
Charlotte. Price's Chicken Coop in Charlotte.
It's called Chicken Coop?
Yes, I ate it a long time ago, and I still think I'm...
Right now, I'm getting over it.
Yeah, I'm just now, it's passing the heartburn.
There's a place in Chicago
so good.
Called JJ Fish. Have you ever done
I've never gone there.
A fast food fish place, and the logo is two fishes.
Fish on hooks, right?
Yes, looking like they're J's. It's called JJ Fish, and I would walk by it in the loop all the time and be like, and there'd be a line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I would eat at Ronnie's number four over in the Thompson Building.
You trust the line. This is a moment where you trust the line.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't like fish enough to eat that
fast.
Fish.
Like, I don't want counter fish.
No. I don't want fish to go that fast.
And in Chicago, it's like, how long did it take to get there? Like, there's a lot of questions.
Right. I don't want to.
That's
eat
that fish from Wacker Drive.
Yeah,
I don't want to eat fish that I had to pay when I ordered.
Hey, is this fish from that Green River?
Yeah, over there.
Yeah,
Asian carp.
Where Dave Matthews dumped all the shit.
Remember when Dave driving his goddamn bus and fed the Asian carp down there?
Yeah,
now the Asian carp are eating all the goddamn lake trout.
Yeah, they're like. They're like ants marching. Anyway. Okay, that's story number two. What are we looking for in the third segment? What
it is a story where nobody is really dumb, mm-hmm. but dumb things just happen in this town.
It's kind of like a dumb poltergeist is now affecting the town. All right, Lauren Lapkus is with us. We have one more segment and a special guest. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We got one more story. Dan, take us home, brother.
Here we go. This was sent in by Matt Armstrong at Velvet R. Presley.
Sure.
Gorgeous.
It's got to be like an Elvis Presley.
Yeah, Velvet Elvis Presley.
Velvet Elvis. Velvet.
A schoolboy, this is just a dumb thing that happens in our town.
Mm-hmm.
A schoolboy eagerly smashed open a beer bottle he found on the beach so he could read a secret message inside.
Aww.
But was shocked at what he discovered.
Okay. Human penis.
Oh, no.
Come on. I don't know. Something's in there.
Robbie Chappell.
Robbie Chappell. That is Little Robbie Chapel.
Like, he will be Little Robbie Chapel until he's like 49.
Yeah. Little Robbie Chapel. Right. What's Little Robbie Chapel doing?
I'm Little Chapel.
Yeah, he's to me dressed exactly like Angus Young from AC/DC. Do you think Angus Young was like, yeah, this is a great idea when I was 19?
I'm a schoolboy.
Like now I'm 64 and I have to wear that stupid ass.
That's how I feel about Kiss. Yeah. I'm like, what are you? You paint your face.
Paint don't age.
Like a cat.
Paint don't age, Lauren.
Paint don't age.
Yeah, that's true. Paint don't crack.
What? Okay. Look at Angus. Look at Angus Young. Okay,
that's so gross.
I mean, he just has to look like he's dressed as a British schoolboy and he's 69
it
or 70.
It was good when he was in his 30s. But
yeah, that's cute.
I think it's awesome.
All right, fine. He does get to wear shorts on stage.
Little Robbie Chapel, what's he doing? He's divorced and he's in prison.
Found the Heineken beer bottle on Hayling Island, Hampshire, while walking his dog on Sunday.
Who's letting the kid, Little Robbie Chapel, walk their dog by himself?
The youngster excitedly rushed home and used a small hammer 5 times to break the glass on the ground.
Pussy.
Couldn't do it in 3.
Why did it take him 5? Fucking hit it.
Yeah. Hit it, dude.
I hope he said Mazel Tov when he cracked it.
His stepfather, Robert Smith, recorded the moment
of the cure. That's unbelievable.
Ding, ding,
I don't care if Monday's blue.
Hey, bring it. Robert Smith.
Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday, too.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Better breaking bottles.
Saturday. Okay. Robbie got his hands on the message, which they hoped would be an important discovery. However, the note, which turned to be written out the day before.
Oh, God.
Which is all right. That's a sad part.
Someone
right
threw it out and it just like came immediately back.
This little kid in the UK is like, I found it. I found a message.
I got it.
Like, imagine how long it's been in here, father. And he's like, well, it kind of looks like a new Heineken bottle. And I'm not your father. I'm your stepdad.
If it was a message from Sting, though.
Yeah, I mean, how great was that?
Sting should put out messages in bottles.
Every day. Every day.
Just one person.
Throw one out there.
He told the tale. He turned out the note was written the day before and told a tale about two friends. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask Lauren if you'd be willing to read the note. I have it pulled
up
here.
I'd love to.
This is what this kid found. He's like, I found a note, Dad.
Daddy.
Stepdad.
All right, so you can switch chairs.
Here we go.
Okay. Well, here.
We can get on this mic.
Okay.
Dan and Dan was here, 1/10/2016, 12:19 p.m. Out our nuts on cocaine. Massive love for the sesh. Lots of love, sesh gremlins, a.k.a.
And then it doesn't say. This kid opened up a bottle.
And just
and
two
it's
people.
Two dudes who are on their nut of cocaine.
Oh, I mean, that's so sad.
That is.
And it was the day before.
It was the day. This kid's like, I found a treasure. And it's two dudes named Dan and Dan. I was not one of them.
Dan and Dan.
These are the real Koch brothers, right? I mean, that's who these guys are.
They wrote, out our nuts on cocaine. Massive love for the sesh. You imagine these two dudes sitting on a beach the night before just being like, we should put a message in a bottle.
It's going to go across the world. When you're on cocaine, you're like, this is going to go around the world.
Yeah, and then they just like chucked into the water and didn't see a wave, just bring it right back to their feet.
It was right next to them the whole night. Yeah, no, they took another one.
The weird thing, too, was, and you hit this on the note, it says AKA, and then it like blurs out. Like, what would they blur out?
So they love the sesh. We had a kid in our junior high school named Paul Saffa, whose nickname was The Beauf.
AKA The Beauf.
AKA The Sesh. And he was kind of a burnout-y type guy. And later it was found out and hung with a bunch of like burnouts, like a bunch of
Paul
people.
Paul Saffa, yeah.
Paul Saffa, AKA The Sesh, AKA The Beauf.
And who saw somebody?
So and these are like all the dudes who smoked a lot of pot, had hockey hair, but played soccer in St. Louis and did like cycles of steroids and tore their biceps. So this was Willie. I saw Willie Lemire, who was his friend. This is like a few years after we had graduated and we were at TGI Fridays on the Friday after
Thanksgiving
when all the people just gathered. It was sort of like the impromptu. We're all getting together from where you are. And Willie Lemire says to us.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
He's like, so you heard about Saffa, right? And our first thought was like, he's dead.
Yeah.
Or paralyzed or something.
Or something crazy. And like, that was the graveness with which
my heart dropped for this guy. I didn't even care about him, but my heart dropped.
You heard about Sapphirite. We're like, no, we didn't. And he just kind of looked at us and kind of did a sideways glance. And he's like, he's a fucking fag.
What?
And then he walked
what?
Away. And then walked away. And we were like,
good for him.
Good for him.
God, who cares? Yeah,
we're like, shit.
We're like, that's great that he can finally be. I wanted to say that explains a lot.
Yeah, that explains why he also couldn't be himself, because there are people like yes! that walking
yeah.
around.
Oh, I love that you God. Guys looking at him being like, great. He's like, yeah. crazy, right?
Yeah, he wanted us.
That's fucking weird.
He wanted us to go really off weird. And laugh. Randy and I were just like that's
yeah,
great.
That's I'm so
it's
happy cool. for
it's
him.
It's not that bad, Lemire.
We just
crazy,
went,
though, right?
No.
Yeah,
crazy,
like you never though? Would have thought, though. Like, he likes dudes, though.
You guys don't, I don't think you guys understand what I said.
Dude.
Gay. Sesh, man.
Sesh, bro. Gay.
We're like, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Gay people can smoke pot, too.
Yeah. I did that once. We were doing Finding the Funny in Raleigh, mm-hmm. and I was playing pinball at a bar while you guys were filming something. This guy came up to me, and he was like, where do you live? And I was like, Los Angeles. He's like, a lot of sin out there. And I'm like, well, yeah it's okay. It's, I really like it a lot. Yeah, you know what they let in there a lot? I'm like, here we go.
Here we go. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say that you think I'm going to be on board with.
I go, what? And he's like, there's a lot of homosexuals there. And I go, yeah.
Yep.
That's why I moved there. I'm gay. And he's like,
took his like, quarter off the like, machine.
You seem like a good person. I'm like, yeah. It probably, you know like... why? I go, because it doesn't really have any bearing on, yeah, exactly. on whether or not I am. Yeah. Or not.
Here's like, the thing. There's some bad people who are gay, and there's
and
some
he
great
said,
people
I'm not
who are
joking.
Gay.
He goes, I'm going to pray for you. And you know what I said to him? I'm going to pray for you, too.
That's great.
I love that.
He had no, he was
too.
Like, he thought he was going to be, like, we were going to elbow it up to each other.
It's so crazy, because I'm like, you're gay.
Yeah.
If you're like, there's a lot of gay people there. It's just like, you're gay.
Yeah.
Stop.
Go. I mean, you should probably enjoy it.
Experience it. A person. Yeah. Who cares?
Just go, like, actually go watch all of Transparent. That'll probably so cathartic for you to know that there are people out there.
I mean, how hard is that? Like, life is so hard. Like, it's so hard to be able to enjoy yourself ever. To, like, deny yourself your own joy.
Well, I know. Wait, who is it? I think I heard this. Was it Mike Pence that he's, like, was gay in college or something? Like,
I'm sure
there stories
was.
About this
I'm
online.
I'm sure he was.
I mean, I don't know what's allegedly. True or whatever. Yeah, but, like, then he did, like, a...
A reprogramming. Which is something he
and he
in.
That's why he believes it, because he went through it or
he
whatever.
He rebooted the gay computer.
Like, no, your life is so sad.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be great if Willie Lemire had been like, you guys hear about Saffron?
Saffron? Yeah, what? No, I did not.
He's gay. And, I mean...
I'm so proud of him.
To be able to just, like, admit to yourself what you really are inside and not, you know, carry that around anymore.
He's really hurting. He's really hurting.
Is it getting dusty up here?
TGI Fridays, baby.
I'm just like really happy for him.
Who's cutting onions down here? Someone open up a Sizzler plate?
No, in my dreams, you're at Applebee's where there's still a smoking section.
Who brought the skillets?
This is what I love. We'll go back to this. We'll finish it out. Robbie pulled the damp scrap of paper, which read Dan and Dan here, and then they said Nuts on Our Minds and Cocaine.
Crazy,
love the sesh.
Bonkers,
lots of love. Sesh Gremlins, which is, I hope, what they call
sesh gremlins is
all
great.
The time.
We're a couple of sesh gremlins.
Dude, we go hard in the sesh.
You know what we are? You know what we are? We are sesh gremlins.
Yeah. So, right,
write it down.
We should build a note around us. Like, we'll
put it in a bottle,
end,
dude.
Man.
Don't give me Coke after
dude,
midnight.
Put this
don't,
in a
dude,
bottle.
Do not. Don't give me Coke after midnight, because you know what? We're sesh gremlins.
Sesh gremlins. Like, before we do our Coke, we're just a couple of like Mogwais, bro.
Your brother, yeah, we're Mogwai bros.
We're chill Mogwai, and then once I get the Coke, me and dude's like, it's all over.
Dude, we're all Mogwais in cages until we get that thing in us, and then it's like, boom, boom, boom.
So
we're
what we're gonna do? I'm gonna throw this. It's gonna go all around the world, man.
Yeah,
some of these people are gonna
definitely,
be like, this is the sesh gremlins. At that point, we'll be so famous for our gremlin sessions.
That's right, D&D Music Factory. Here we go.
After reading the note by the pair who described themselves as sesh gremlins, Mr. Smith shouted out. This is in the video. If people want to go watch it, he goes, no pirates then, just druggies. Because the boy hoped it was a pirate movie. He's like, no pirates then, Robbie, just druggies.
All right, then.
Yeah, just druggies then, wasn't it?
Wouldn't it?
You thought it was going to be something. You thought it was going to be something
just
good,
a couple
but
of
it wasn't.
Druggies, isn't it?
We have a long-standing bit where we love how English people ask you a rhetorical question at the end to make you feel dumb?
Yes.
Not really what you wanted then, was
it? I love that.
Not really what you were going for there, was it?
Just a couple of pirate gremlin druggies, innit?
More of an anti-drug ad then that you found there, wasn't it?
Yeah, you wanted a...
not as beautiful as you thought it would be, huh, Robbie? Innit?
Innit. The mother, Mrs. Smith, 45, I don't know why that matters, said, it's got to be the world's worst message in a bottle effort, or the best.
Really?
We thought it might be something exciting from France from years ago.
What?
Well, calm down.
Well, I think this is the area, like the Dunkirk area, where like France is on the, they're like on the channel, right?
Okay. I don't know. Sure,
but it was in
like,
a Corona bottle, all right? Before we started giving it
a Heine.
It's like, it's current.
Yes, true.
It's old school.
It's like this season Sam Adams.
It's October blend or whatever.
But actually, it was just a couple of druggies from the day before. I hope they say that. Listen, son, sometimes life is great and grand. Sometimes it's just a couple of druggies from the day before.
From the day before. In it.
That is the third story, friends.
I love it. Just dumb shit happening. Yes. It's the way it goes.
It. Yes. Well, before we get out of here, we are coming up on the holiday season. I mean, doesn't it feel like we're almost there? I mean, we're into November. Lapkus is
Lapkus, who lived in Chicago, I just love that we talked about all the Chicago places, sort of the fast food places.
Yes. Yeah.
I love getting that inside view from
Chicago.
Someone who's there right now and probably knows all the best fast fish places to go to. And so we bring in our resident Chicago.
Who brought someone with him today.
Yeah, for the first time ever, it's Michael Kissick, the world's friendliest and loneliest TSA agent, works
all
out
right,
at Midway.
Come on, hey, you gotta see the animal.
Yeah, but you brought a friend.
Well, here's the deal.
Time.
Here's the deal. You get to fly, right? You fly for free for on the TSA,
free.
Right?
Okay,
and then they have windows of time where you can bring a companion or a friend or, in my
lover.
Case, a family member.
Okay.
Just, you know, looking to get out of town, you know, God forbid. It's the first time I've ever used it.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody want to fly
you
with
always
me.
Forego that
and,
pass.
And you guys, I feel like you always have an open invitation for old MK here to come
table.
On out.
Yep,
always.
So I got my sis here. Sis, come on and say hi.
She's so great.
I can't believe you used one of your tickets on me. That was insane.
I was just
so
happy
nice.
To have somebody sit next to you that I knew.
Yeah,
And the you know when you're on a plane, it's an unfamiliar person next to you. Like, what are they going to say? What are you going to talk about?
Right.
We know what we're going to talk about.
But what if you're in a row of three and there's that unfamiliar person between the two of you? Would that be a bad thing?
Hey, I mean, I'm trying to make friends wherever I go.
Always.
You guys
it is
know,
open
always.
Seating and you're free to move about the country in Southwest.
It's true. You guys were talking, you know, we got holiday season coming up, so that's why I got to do my trip now. Because,
yeah.
you know, I try to get out there on the holidays. So you guys can get a flight through Midway anytime soon?
I don't know if we're going through.
Where are you guys going?
We don't really have...
We're going to Indiana.
We're going to Indiana.
You got to fly Midway. You get a car. You go right there.
You guys a couple of OHs, aren't you? A little ORD action.
Yeah.
Flying through the ORD.
You like the O'Hare.
Yeah,
we like O'Hare.
You can see it when you look at someone, know which way they're going to go.
You can tell which way.
I can tell you what kind of car they're driving.
Yeah.
We didn't even get her name. I would love to know.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Little BK boiler over there.
That's why I love Burger King.
We do like a good fast food. Our family.
I love it.
I tell you, these days, you know, I tell her because every time sometimes she'll bring me food. Otherwise, I'm just eating wheat toast.
Oh, yeah.
But she'll bring me over food, you know. And I said, hey, you want to go on a trip? Thinking I get the answer I usually get.
No. Thank you.
No, I'm busy.
Right.
I got family.
Yeah,
right.
You do.
Well, she does not actually have family.
No,
but
I say it.
That's right.
I say whatever I want.
Because if in the moment you're like, oh, sorry, I guess you do have family.
But he knows.
So, we hit up a lot of the fast food places there in Chicago. We got good ones. You go to Harold's, you get JJ's.
You got fucking Baker Square.
Baker Square.
What is that?
You get,
are you kidding
okay,
me? A little
well,
chocolate silk pie right there?
French silk. Get a nice chocolate pie with a chocolate shavings on top and some whipped cream.
Oh, nice. Not bad.
I'll take the little shaving of the chocolate. I'll eat that first before I even dig into the pie.
I might do that too.
It's a kissing
thing. It is a family thing, though. It's a kissing thing you wouldn't understand.
Dad did that
like
before
my shirt.
He left.
It's a kissing thing you wouldn't understand.
I have a question. Do you guys have any like specific Christmas songs that just the two of you guys sing?
Yeah.
Like your family Christmas? Can you? to send us out on the episode today, I just want to hear just one little verse of a Christmas song.
Which one you want to do?
Well, you want to do Jingly Bells?
Okay,
do our own version.
I can't wait to hear it. Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
It's warming up.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta let it out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just kinda sorry. Let it out.
All right. Okay.
Get all the rust off.
Well, it's a jingly Christmas tingly time. Jingly Christmas jingly time.
I'm afraid of Santa.
Cause Santa is never here to hug.
He comes when you're sleeping and you never know what he looks like. That's scary.
It's scary. It's a jingly Christmas,
a jingly time.
It's been a while since we did it, you know?
Well, we haven't sung it since we were kids.
Yeah, we haven't even spent like Christmas together since 88.
Feels like you did 15 verses.
It's like Tangled Up in Blue Christmas song.
Well, maybe if you guys start growing through your ORD, come down to NDW.
You know what I mean? Come down to Midway.
They just replaced the Potbelly with a home run in.
Don't even
guess me.
It was the number one selling Potbelly location in the country. I'm not even lying in your ass right now.
She knows.
All right, Brenda, Michael, it is such a pleasure to have you guys on. I wish you happy holidays.
We do it after this. You guys want
the slice?
You always tell me about this Mendocino fan.
With avocado and everything.
There you go. These guys know. All right, guys, this is Dumb People Town. I want to thank, of course, Michael Kissick and Brenda Kissick for stopping by. Thank Lauren Lapkus. Because check out her new podcast,
My old one with special guest Lauren Lapkus,
which we love so much.
Hilarious. Listen to that episode
first. Great concept where the guests come on and interview you.
Yes.
It is such a great idea.
Fully improvised.
All improv.
So much fun.
And then watch her character episode on
Netflix.
Her character special on Netflix.
And watch her on Crashing and watch her in Jurassic World, which my kids love.
And you are great on Animals, by the way, which is
thanks.
A show that's done out of here at Starburn. So, guys, have a good one. And holy shit, we gotta get back to work.
Yep. Dumb, 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 dumb.